Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
Hey, Mrs. One. Hey, bonile interview ka Mr. Brown Mogotsi lo ka Mchunu. Yeah. Is sazokhala bafowethu ku checkpoint. Yeah, we check it up on Sizwan. The interesting topic, bro.
That's funny.
Hi, Maracas, wait. Never Maracas, like when you talk about Baboma, my poison, you are cool. So, I feel like Mkwena said, okay, guys, since it's better, I'll get my dockets and I'll get my case, and there's this umbrella, I want to be alive. I'm gonna jump over the umbrella. If I die, I die. But after Labo, keep on looking at my popo. I'm about to buy a bunch of it. Like, my arrests are happening, everything. And the big ones. Us guys, if climbing anything you born in Israel, but a lot of guys were highly protected by politician or everyone on the high on the high level. That's what years you tell it to my kind of the whole entire week in Jamal coming out, these guys are arrested.
Yeah, so there's something that prompted General Mkhwanazi to have that press conference, right? Because otherwise he wouldn't have done it. So something prompted him to do that. And we're not going to find out what that is until either he tells us or it gets revealed at a later stage. But if you watch the press conference that Julius Malema held yesterday, he said that the following day, the national commissioner was supposed to get arrested. Masemola, right? And as you heard, General Mkhwanazi is on Masemola's side. So maybe there was a preemptive move for them to avoid that. I don't know.
Yazi lapha kwi-open line nginombuzo nje engihlezi ngiyibuza wona ukuthi that time ubaba uZuma e-resigner wathi nizongikhumbula uMatamela uCyril wathi yena kwathiwa phakama Ramaphosa ixesha underline ixesha lifikile masibheke isimo-ke esiphila kuso njengamanje nama-decisions awathathayo bekuyixesha lani lokuthi enzeni ngiyabona.
But I believe that he meant well when he was here to take over. I think maybe he thought that he was going to restore the country to his previous glory. It didn't turn out that way. And whether you like it or not, whether they talk about standard of living, even in politics, because blind.
On open line today, I want to ask, I see that the new ARTSO system is good, and I know, since I saw, there was a part where they were saying that everybody's going to start on zero demerit points. Does that mean that they're going to clear all the existing tickets so that everyone can start afresh? Or does it mean that all tickets still stand and we need to settle those before we can move to the new system? Like, how is it going to go?
Well, I imagine it's going to start with the new system, right? So they're starting off with the clean slate and then they're moving from there. Because if, for example, they're taking over Matikiti, some people are going to get demerits through and through already by Shari suspension. So it's going to have to start off with a new system and you work your way from there. Hey, we're going to see if it's going to be effective or not. Imagine now having your license suspended. Can't even drive.
One day, can you guys just invite Kholani Fihla, the spokesperson for the JMPD? What I want to establish is that the rear via bus lane, is it not only for the rear via bus straight? Why do the traffic cops for that stand there to monitor cars going through allow all City of Joburg cars to pass through and just ordinary citizens driving their private cars, as long as they show them some form of identification, they pass. Well, the rest of us have to go through the whole traffic, especially around Poisons. It's really tough in the morning and the roads are very small and there is huge traffic flow. So I just want to know, why is that? Is that a rule? Is it not only for the bus? Because we all pay for tax, we all pay for the road, we all pay for anything that does with the road. We pay our tickets, we pay our discs. So is it fair that government people can drive on the rear by a track, but we can't as ordinary citizens?
Well, that is fair because they're officials. The same reason why if you're driving on the road and a cop comes in, they flash your lights, you got to move and get out the way.
Yeah.
Right? They're on their way to service somebody. The great Malooks in Dobsonville.
Hey, Sizzle, good morning.
Yeah, boom.
Um,
So my question, Chizwe, is based on the whole sense of Meiwa, you know, saga. Chizwe, you know, the state said they're ripping up, they're done.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, what's next? Are we gonna see? Are we gonna see the five being acquainted, or it defense will bring the people that the whole country suspects? They know the truth. According to you, I'm not saying Gujar, but according to you, what do you think will happen next? Now that the state has sort of like said, Tinatese grand match.
Well, I can't tell you. I mean, I haven't been following the case. I mean, I got tired of this thing 2 years ago. But generally speaking, right, once the prosecution has rested, then as a defense, you need to ascertain whether you've done enough to get your people off. If you feel like you haven't done enough, for example, maybe they're cross-examined and you feel like they perform poorly, you then can bring them back on for clarity on certain points that you think maybe makes them look guilty. You're not able to bring on new witnesses at this point because your witnesses, that chance, you've had it and you lost it, right? So now you just bring them back on, maybe if you feel like they've opened up a door that hasn't been closed, and then they go to judgment. And that's entirely up to a judge. Whether they're going to get acquitted, I cannot tell you. Asaz.
I wanted to ask, because it's an open line, Angish.
Mm.
So yesterday, on my way to watching Giants, driving to Soweto, obviously the traffic is a bit of a mess because it's around 5 p.m. And there's a Metro cop who's during the traffic, right?
Mm.
But there's taxis that are just on the wing, just doing their own thing. They've created their own lane. And this Metro cop is unbothered. And it got me thinking, are we expecting too much of our Metro cops? Or are they themselves just over all of this nonsense? Like, do what you need to do, Joe.
They've got to prioritize certain things. Like, for example, he was there to direct traffic, right?
No, he was just part of the traffic. He was going wherever he was going. Maybe Sakashaisile.
Off duty.
I don't know.
So, okay, so wait. So, let's say he stops those two cars in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Or near Zamatid.
Mm-hmm.
Then what? I pin down my lap and wait for that. Zamatid now.
Be on duty. You being there will stop them doing that for the duration of the time that you're there.
So now, on his way home, Punegame, I'm gonna span in
food. Do your job!
Wait.
Because if that was us.
When, why didn't you stop and give us the news reports there in the middle of the traffic?
Because I wasn't doing the report.
Look, I've been stopped by a Metro cop, and you can tell the guy is not on duty, just driving, doing whatever. I don't know whether he's, you know, on the clock or not, but he saw a wrongdoing on the road and he stopped me.
Mm-hmm.
But to expect him to now stop and be stationed there because there's a bit of a traffic, that's unfair. But you're right, he can't just see a wrongdoing as a cop and let it by.
Yeah, in an ideal world, cops are always on duty, by the way.
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying, but there's certain things, I mean, guys, we understand why taxis drive on the shoulder of the road. It's not right, but machahile, and they get paid per load. Yeah, when you don't get paid per load.
No, but paid per load, Max Chai Sala.
Here's a voice note, by the way.
On the sports side, Lapo, sister, how are the boys traveling from Spain? Have they arrived, and what has been done about the owner of the academy? Because I think that guy must go to jail. Street or I'm in Alabama by 49 by states.
Yeah, they came back.
What's in the man? I want to watch Alabama, man. I'm Sabin. Montalabanga, what's here? Who the Ganji? So just to get clarity, which wins the Gani by Zang or by Red Booty is already excellent in the news. But they'll be on their way in the next 2-3 days. So, but who was good? How far are they?
Yeah, as we reported, I think it was Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah.
They have all landed. They all landed yesterday. So they were traveling in three parties, and all of them have now made it back into the country. When it comes to the actual academy, SAFA is investigating. But I agree with you. I think the parents themselves need to lay some form of a charge, because there's, you know, reckless endangerment to children. There's, I don't know whether you could call it kidnapping or whatever. Find a charge. Place a charge on that guy. I agree with you completely.
Mm-hmm.
Ish, on the open line, I want to ask about my friends and Inyugo. I told my friends, I asked, why can't those guys invest in you? Backbone, okay, struggle there and there. You know, you need some financial support. But all they know, they're going to buy you expensive bottles. They want to hang around you. They're going to wear these expensive designer clothes. I just want to know, which is the key part?
Well, I can't speak for buying you bottles and all those things, right? But, you see, a friendship is not based on what people have. So I can just be friends with you. And just because mina ngifudumele doesn't mean I owe you anything. Yabo? Now, what I can do is I can just feel for you as my brother and I can assist in giving you an opportunity for you to better your own life, etc. and so on. But there's no entitlement. There's no thing that says, well, just because you're friends with me and umuntu ufudumele, funeka abhekelele wena.
No, no, but I get that. It's the it's you knowing how I'm living, and then you know what is all a local. I needed $2,000 for something. Mara, this weekend, you're spending $5,000 on a bottle for us to drink. So I think that's what he's questioning.
And well, like I said, I can't speak about that. So yeah. I don't do those things. But if I wanted to buy a bottle for myself, mm-hmm. and you there as my friend, something is English, imagine not buy the bottle. Because I'm not struggling. You're the one that's struggling.
Yeah.
So imagine I want to buy the bottle.
But also there are friends who always want to be the main guy. You know the kind of friends that when you get a car and they've been driving for the past 10 years, but they're not that happy for you because they love the power of hamba ngemotoyami and I say where we go at any other time because I'm mobile. There's also that element of
the issue there is not money. The issue is those people are not your friends.
Yes.
Choose better.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, choose better. Yeah.
Good morning, sees the world. Go open line. When go to Buza Band. Ikati kwa shunga gana ni apply la EID ne e passport. Hokonda apply li ID ngu February. Anga fumani text ku Home Affairs ba I must come and fetch or whatever. Okay, if you're 19, if you're 19, this year, lepa. Do you join? Ngu baba bete, they will SMS us. Yo ha, ukulmente wetu Jesus. I suga.
Yeah, sometimes you're supposed to go back and check for yourself.
Yeah.
And in fact, if the ID stays there for longer than 3 months, they send it back.
Yes.
So you'll find the Uzi's been sent back and destroyed. So now you're going to need to apply again. But just go check.
Should have been done. I applied for a passport recently, and what I did was I applied online. And then I remember way after I was told to go to the branch, I went to the branch and it was ready within 3 days, literally. Yeah. So I think because of my application was already in the system, I just needed to finalize it at the branch. But 3 days, it was delivered.
Yeah.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.